Strategy just broke its 13-week Bitcoin buying streak. For 13 straight weeks, Michael Saylor's Strategy bought Bitcoin. Every Monday filing, another purchase. Another few thousand BTC added to a corporate treasury that already dwarfs every other public company on Earth. Last week, the machine stopped. Strategy appears to have made no Bitcoin purchase during the final week of March, according to CoinDesk, breaking a streak that began in late December and saw the firm acquire 90,831 BTC. At current prices, BTC at 16,598 as of March 30, 2026, that 13-week run represented roughly $6.1 billion in accumulation, 90,831 BTC in 91 days. The buying spree was relentless by any standard. Strategy averaged approximately 6,987 BTC per week across the streak, funded through a combination of convertible note offerings, at-the-market equity sales, and the firm's own cash reserves. The pace had been accelerating. Strategy filed for $44.1 billion in new ATM offerings earlier this year to fund continued purchases, splitting the raise between common stock, MSTR, and a new preferred instrument, STRC. That filing suggested the company had no intention of slowing down. And yet here we are. No 8K filing. No Monday announcement. The streak is over. Timing against Bitcoin's worst quarter. Since 2018, the pause lands during a brutal stretch for Bitcoin. BTC is set to close Q1 2026 as its worst opening quarter since 2018, with five consecutive red months and persistent ETF outflows draining institutional momentum. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 28, fear, as of March 30th. Ethereum ETFs just posted 8 straight days of outflows. And Bitcoin dropped below $67,000 last week, liquidating $300 million in leveraged longs. Strategy's decision to pause in this environment, rather than during a euphoric rally, raises the obvious question. Is this operational, running out of dry powder from recent raises, or strategic, waiting for lower prices? The concentration problem Strategy now holds approximately 506,000 BTC, representing 76% of all corporate Bitcoin treasuries. That concentration has only grown more extreme as other corporate buyers have pulled back. The company's average acquisition cost sits around $66,000 per Bitcoin across its entire holdings. With BTC trading at 67,598, the cushion between cost basis and market price is thin, roughly 2.4%. A sustained drop below $66,000 would put Strategy's entire treasury position underwater on a mark-to-market basis. This is not a liquidity crisis. Strategy's Bitcoin is unencumbered, not pledged as collateral, and the company has no margin calls to meet. But the optics of the world's largest corporate Bitcoin holder sitting on unrealized losses while pausing purchases would be a different narrative than what Saylor has cultivated over the past 2 years. 1 week does not make a trend. It is worth keeping perspective. Strategy paused buying once before during its earlier accumulation phase and resumed the following week. A single week without a purchase could reflect nothing more than administrative timing, a convertible note closing delayed, an ATM program between tranches, or simple holiday scheduling. Saylor has not commented on the pause. Strategy's next 8K filing, expected early this week, will clarify whether this is a one-week gap or the beginning of a longer hiatus. The $44.1 billion in authorized ATM offerings remains largely untapped. If Strategy intended to stop buying, it would not need that shelf registration. The infrastructure for continued accumulation is in place. The question is when, not whether, it gets used. What changes if the streak stays broken? If Strategy does extend the pause beyond 1 week, the market implications are straightforward. Strategy has been one of the only consistent sources of Bitcoin demand during a quarter where ETF flows turned negative and retail interest faded. Remove that bid, and the $67,000-$70,000 range loses one of its structural supports. For the broader crypto card ecosystem, Bitcoin price action directly affects the value of BTC-denominated rewards and the spending power of Bitcoin-loaded cards. A sustained dip below Strategy's cost basis would also test the thesis that corporate treasuries are a stabilizing force for Bitcoin, a narrative that Bitfinex long positioning and quarterly options expiries have already strained. The 13-week streak was the longest sustained corporate Bitcoin accumulation in history. Whether it resumes next Monday or stays paused, the fact that it broke during Bitcoin's weakest quarter in 8 years is the data point that matters.